All right. Well, Wanda, for
I got wrapped up in the show in here.
Yeah, all right, all right. Well, we've got Bob McCauley. He's a shareholder with Carlton Fields, Jordan & Burke. He's a practice leader representing U.S. and international firms doing business transactions right here in Florida. Bob, welcome to the show.
Okay, glad to be here. Sorry about the confusion. Checked in and then got wrapped up in work waiting for the call to come in.
So. Well, I hope that you were billing at least three people at that time.
One at a time, no problem.
All right, so... Bob, let's just start right away. And Wanda, we'll just put Tarek on again next time. We'll do Bob a couple times right here. Folks that were looking to hear Tarek Maddox on how to work out in the summer, we'll have Tarek on next week. But Bob, so tell me a little bit about what's been going on. We all know the Brazilians have been coming here for years. I've seen them walking around with their shopping bags. What's changed?
Well, Miami has now, I think, moved to the next level of being a world-class first-tier city. So that while you have plenty of Brazilians coming to shop, you have more and more buying high-end properties, moving here to live, investing, and folks that in the good old days, very wealthy business people, investors that would not have wanted to be in Miami if they're in the high society in São Paulo, they would want to say, well, I'm in New York, I'm in London or Paris, those level cities. Miami is now considered within Brazil to be a top-tier city, and if you've got a nice apartment in Miami, you are somebody. So that's the big change. When I came to Miami in 1983, when there were two tall buildings downtown and a couple condos on Brickell from the good old days, that was back then the serious Brazilians would go to New York, and Miami was just a sunbelt city with some Cubans. And, of course, Miami's been completely transformed into the head of the capital of Latin America, and the Brazilians are the biggest factor.
Now, what does a Brazilian that's coming to Miami need to look out for? Because I know that in our firm, we don't even do business outside the country because we want to learn, we want to know the ground rules, and we don't want to spend years learning them. How do Brazilians come to Miami and feel comfortable?
Well, right now, they have to find someone that they can talk to that can help them. And, of course, that's one of the things we specialize in, something I've been doing for many years. And but you need to have someone that knows the rules and how things work. And my specialty is to be basically the gatekeeper, the quarterback, the manager for relationships when people come here. My personal specialty is corporate and securities law, investment structures, and that sort of thing. But it's evolved into real estate. I supervise a lot of major real estate projects, although the nitty-gritty of the title policies and checking out the boilerplate of agreements and condo docs and that sort of thing, we have experts at our firm that handle that. I handle more of the big pictures, but you need someone that can basically tell people, here's what you need. You need to you need to have the quarterback to run the show, to get all the players on the team. A team for an investor from Brazil would need – you would need someone to handle the real estate work, immigration, if someone wants to actually move here. Tax is critical. If you do the right tax structure, you can save a lot of money, and there's a lot of benefits that foreigners can get when they invest the right way. You also have to watch out for the pitfalls on the tax side because the U.S. estate tax is horrendous. An American gets a $5.4 million exemption per person, $10.8 million for a married couple. But a foreigner gets $60,000, so you need to put your real estate investments in a corporate form that'll protect you.
Now, the dollar strengthened against a lot of currencies in Latin America. That's kind of put a damper on it. So has some currency repatriation or export rules. So what are you seeing the impact of the stronger dollar doing with, I'd say, here in America, but there also must create opportunities in Brazil?
Right. The amount of Brazilian investment coming to the United States is lowering just because the exchange rate is about 3-1, 3 reais for $1, whereas back when our market was in the dumps, 2009, 2010, it was about 1.6, 1.7. So the dollar is almost twice as strong as it was at that time. And a lot of savvy Brazilians bought up properties with cash when they were riding high, and they bought some properties at very low dollar prices plus the dollar now is more reais. But right now, there are opportunities to invest into Brazil if you have the stomach for evaluating the risk and figuring out what's going on. Because down in Brazil, if you're an investor, you have to worry about things you don't worry about here, given the taxes rules are extremely complex down there. You have infrastructure issues. You have corruption issues, a legal system that you can't trust as well as you can here. But if you really do your homework and deal with reputable people, you can do well down there.
Well, if I'm a Brazilian and I'm coming to Miami and I'm looking for a quarterback, you said you can fill that role. Does your firm offer somebody that plays quarterback down in Brazil?
Yep. Well, actually, we do. I mean, I've done a little of that, but we now have a new Brazilian attorney, Giovanni Biscardi, who was the managing partner of Machado Meyer's Rio office. Machado Meyer, one of the big top firms in Brazil. And Giovanni used to work with, when he was an associate, got an LLM at George Washington. He's now a member of the New York Bar. And I do admire someone that can pass the New York Bar in his second language. That's a pretty strong accomplishment. The certain Americans have a hard time with the New York Bar, which is a lot harder than a Florida Bar. Anyway, Gio worked as a young associate with Dennis Ollie, the head of our group, many years ago, went back to Brazil, became a top dog with, you know, bilingual, knows both legal systems. As I said, New York Bar, U.S. lawyer, Brazilian lawyer. And he's handled a lot of big M&A deals and investment deals in Brazil, representing primarily foreigners investing in Brazil, U.S. funds, Chinese funds, and companies. And he came to realize that he can do the same thing that he's doing down there, but from the much higher quality of life in Miami. And so he's right next door to me on the 40th floor in the Miami Tower, and we work together on what we call the Brazil desk. And so he's more from here to there. I'm more from there to here, but we both do similar things and work together.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk to Bob. He's a shareholder at Carlton Fields, Jordan and Burt. Anybody who's waiting to hear Tarek, we're going to roll Tarek back a little because we had a little bit of a scheduling glitch today. Bob, can you stay with us a little bit longer?
Sure.